Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and Don, it's that time for
it
the
is.
Most anticipated tip of the week.
Tip of the week. Well, with the rainy, cold weather that we just had, Chuck, and it seems like we're going to experience that for the rest of the week. Boating season is all but over. This is a good time to pull it out of the water and winterize it. Be sure to drain water out of any place that holds it, especially the lower unit. A quick cleaning of the hull and inside will make you almost ready for spring boating season. You may also want to check out the trailer for bad wiring or wheel bearings. Good time to inspect the tires also. Any life jackets or seat cushions should be put into a good sealing container to keep mice from chewing on them. I had that problem. My life preservers got chewed up by the mice. Be sure they are good and dry before storing. Scatter mothballs around the inside to help keep the rodents out. And also, when you drain that lower unit, you can check the oil and make sure that there's no shavings or anything in it. And you'll be almost ready for next year.
There you go. Also, there's probably some great things that happen on this day in history.
Oh, Chuck, there is. In 1775, the British naval fleet attacks Norfolk, Virginia. 1861, Western Union completes the first transcontinental telegraph line. 1901, this is especially for you, Chuck. A 63-year-old school teacher, Annie Edson Taylor, becomes the first person to take the plunge over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Yikes.
Now, there's been other people that took and tried it earlier, but it wasn't where she went over. And I guess it beat her up pretty bad, but she came out okay.
Wow.
1931, George Washington Bridge is dedicated. 1945, UN is formally established. In 1951, Truman declares war with Germany officially over. 1962, James Brown records a breakthrough live at Apollo album. I feel good. Oh. 1969, Richard Burton buys Liz a diamond. Guess how big it was?
7 carat.
69 carats, and it cost $1.5 million.
What year was that?
1969.
I wonder what that thing's worth now.
Holy moly. Also, one of my favorite movies is Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. Oh, yeah. Opens. 1992, Toronto Blue Jays, and this is a good one. Toronto Blue Jays finally win a World Series for Canada in 1992, since they're playing tonight, I do believe, in really hot temperatures.
Yeah.
In 2003, the Concorde makes its last flight.
Gotcha.
And that's what happened on this date in history.
Quick fish report. We had some from Kathy, but I'm going to give you a little bit of the Ohio River region. The Mahalden Dam, the catfish are biting on cut bait and finished on the bottom. Fish are biting on shrimp, shad, and you need to use some weight to catch the channels.
Strawberry dough balls.
At Greenup Dam, fishermen are trying for hybrid striped bass, and they are getting some bites and some success. Also, catfish are biting on the same things, basically baits, chicken livers, cut bait, cut fish, stuff like that, and they're also catching those on the bottom. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to a local Zanesville girl, goes to Rosecrans High School. Emma Brown was at the Quarter Horse Congress last week, and she won the championship in Western Trail Ride.
Excellent.
And she will be attending this next fall Auburn University for equestrian. So a shout-out to a local girl that when you win the nationals or worlds, you've really competed and done something awesome. So,
yes, you have.
Congratulations to Ember Brown, and I think her horse is named Brett, or Hot Potential, or something. I'm not sure. I got to learn that one. Yeah, but anyways, it's on Facebook. Look up Julie Brown's post, and you can kind of learn all about that. But big deal for someone right here, local.
Absolutely, it is
to compete against everybody in the nation. That's for sure.
For sure.
So, anyway, shout out to her. Hey, my recipe this week is actually going to be the one that was submitted from the Jacqueline's last week. It is the Squirrel Brunswick Stew. I'm going to get Sarah to put that online. And congratulations to them. They're in the running for our prize. And, you know, that's it. Hey, if you missed the show in its entirety, listen Saturday morning at 6 o'clock on AM 1240.
Yes.
You can listen to the outdoor show. Next week, we'll be here at the same time, same channel, talking about the great outdoors. Don,
hey,
you got to say hey to somebody.
Hi, Aunt Sally.
There you go. He got to say hi to Aunt Sally. So join us next week here on Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.